Telstra has denied any responsibility in the collapse of the census website that's embarrassed the Bureau of Statistics and angered the Prime Minister. The census and reputational damage over recent broadband outages at Telstra overshadowed the company's strong profit result today. But the telco chief executive Andrew Penn was adamant that the census meltdown had nothing to do with Telstra. The World Today's business editor Peter Ryan joins us now. So Peter, what was the actual profit result for Telstra?
Well, Eleanor, this was a solid or a strong profit result from Telstra, up 36% over the year to $5.8 billion. That was helped by the sale of shares in the Chinese online car sales business Autohome, which provided $1.8 billion. Now, shareholders are being looked after with a $1.5 billion share buyback. The Telstra dividend, which is all important to shareholders, is 1.6% higher at 15.5 cents a share. That's 31 cents over the year. And Telstra shares rose a third of 1% in late morning trade. But Chief Executive Andrew Penn was, of course, talking up this strong result. But he's had to forcibly reject allegations that being Australia's top internet provider, Telstra could have been linked to the collapse of the census website on Tuesday evening. And he was pressed on this matter by my colleague, Philip Lasker.
The census situation has got absolutely nothing to do with Telstra whatsoever. We've had no involvement. It's nothing to do with us. I'm not actually close to the issues, but what I can tell you is it's got nothing to do with Telstra.
Because I think it was the head of the ABS suggested that some of it was your fault.
Yeah, and he was completely wrong, and my chief operating officer spoke to him and he acknowledged he was wrong, and it's got nothing to do with us. It's obviously an unfortunate situation, but it's got nothing to do with Telstra.
That's Telstra Chief Executive Andrew Penn making himself very clear there. Now, Peter, what about, though, the reputational problems for Telstra? Did Andrew Penn outline plans to prevent those outages, which he can't explain away, which have plagued Telstra this year?
Yes, well, Telstra has been plagued by these outages all throughout the year. It suffered major reputational damage after spending a long time building up a reputation for improved customer service, but many customers remain quite angry. Chief Executive of Andrew Penn was once again forced to address this particular image problem this morning, but he says Telstra is spending $3 billion over the next 3 years to get things right.
Look, I think the most disappointing thing by, you know, having network interruptions is obviously the impact on our customers, and that's really what we care about most. We've done a number of reviews. We've invested in a program where we're investing $250 million to address a number of recommendations. But look, you know, there's no doubt our customers will feel that we've let them down a bit, and it's our job to respond to that and to fix it.
That's Telstra Chief Executive again, Andrew Penn. Now, also today, Peter, across the Tasman, New Zealand's the latest developed nation to cut interest rates. What was the reasoning there?
Yes, so the Reserve Bank of New Zealand this morning cut its benchmark rate by a quarter of a percentage point to 2% and suggests there might be more cuts ahead. There are a few similarities with Australia here. New Zealand's currency has been surging as global investors look for yield in a low-rates world, and that's been a key reason for the cut, in addition to helping the dairy industry, where prices remain depressed. But as we've been talking about recently, traditional monetary policy isn't really working. And instead of the New Zealand dollar falling, it surged up 1% against the US dollar and 1.2% against the Australian dollar. Also, like Australia's Reserve Bank, the RBNZ has to worry about what rate cuts might do to fueling a real estate bubble, especially in Auckland. There have been tougher controls on lending limits in New Zealand than we have seen here in Australia, but Governor Graeme Wheeler says there could be more macro-prudential controls, as they're known, to come.
Peter Ryan, our business editor, thank you.